B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Pebbles, when you get a chance, I know you're a big fan of very attractive men with glasses reading. There's a great video for you to see. Go to the Boston 25 news site. Now it's.
See, I see you smiling, so I know it's some BS.
The subject is a little different. It's not exactly a hot guy reading a book. It's more window washers rescued after scaffolding collapse. But watch the video.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass. I've seen that going around, and I'm like, nope.
You need to see the two window washers. The scaffolding just collapsed on one side. And when the fire department showed up, they couldn't do the ladder thing because they were too high up.
Mm-mm.
So the other option would have been going to the roof of the building and going down. But instead, they went into the building. I forget what floor. And they pulled in the guys through a window.
Nope. Damn.
Yo, I don't care. And you could name a price. That's a job that, you know what? I'm completely out of work. I need to, it's either do that or sell my body to support my family. I'm going to sell my body because there's less of a chance of me dying because there's no, and I'm a pretty optimistic person. But if you go to, you tell me to go up 15, 16 windows or whatever to wash some windows from the outside on a scaffold.
That's a lot.
You might as well just put me on a pair of skis and blindfold me and just say, go ahead, slide down. Because I might have a better chance of making it to the bottom without hitting anything. Mm-mm. There's no way. I just can't see myself at some point not, maybe once, maybe twice. But if you said to me you have to have that job for a year, I'm like, so you want me to die this year?
This I hope just, they get paid a lot. I really do.
You don't get paid enough, man. Pay. Mm. Listen. The worst thing that's going to happen here is we're going to do a second date update that's not funny. I can handle that. I can handle going home and being like, the dude just wasn't funny.
Well, long as we're talking about crazy injuries at work, Adam just sent us a message. He said that he had an apprentice, right, that pinched his finger between a 2x4 stud. And then went and was like, is my finger okay? And apparently it had this big hole in it. And he was trying, and the dude was trying to be calm and be like, oh yeah, it's fine. He's like, I think you might need a stitch or two. And then when the kid went to look at it, he passed out and hit his head on the same stud. And he said it was the craziest thing that's happened in 18 years on the job.
That'd be another Ramiro story. I'm telling you, that'd be me. I'm not made for labor. If the world goes to crap and they're like, we're only going to save like people who can save lives and people who can build things, I'd be like, all right, well, I'm walking the plank apparently. All right, 833-973-0969. We're talking about like weird ass injuries you've gotten at work. Andrea.
Hi.
Hi, madam. Go ahead.
So I used to work at a coffee shop, and one of the coffee pots exploded all over me one day.
The coffee pot exploded on you?
What?
Yep. So I went to go, so I was pouring a cup of coffee, and I went to go put it back on the burner, and when I put it back, it literally just exploded, and I ended up with second-degree burns.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How the hell does that happen? Just shattered?
I'm just trying to picture it.
It did. And then to add insult to injury, my manager refused my workman's comp.
My God.
Look, I'm allowed to laugh because she's still alive. Mm-hmm. And clearly she's driving because she's following the rules of the speakerphone, which suck. This is Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. So I work in a manufacturing company, and we were having a potluck. It was close to the Super Bowl time, so everyone was in their Patriots gear, kind of reminiscing. And so everyone brought in food, a bunch of different kinds, and eventually, later on in the day, everyone started getting sick, and I was like, oh, I don't feel too good.
Oh,
we all got food poisoning.
Oh!
You all, and it was it was on purpose because you said everybody got it, right?
Well, not everyone, but a majority of the people that ate with us, we all got sick. Yeah. Some of us had to go to the hospital.
Oh.
Okay, Ashley, I've been watching a lot of Unsolved Mysteries lately, and I can solve this one right here. The person that didn't get sick is the person that brought in the food that got everyone else sick. There you go. Mystery solved. Hi, Heather. What happened to you?
I work in the correctional facility, and I was doing rounds because we have to do them every 30 minutes. And sometimes you fall asleep, and I must have fallen asleep because I walked into a table, a metal stool, smacked my thigh really nicely and didn't realize it until I woke up and had a huge bruise on my leg.
Okay.
Wondering how the hell I got it.
You fell asleep walking?
I just fell asleep walking.
That's a new one.
Yes. That's impressive.
That's like another. There's been times when I've been driving and I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I think I just nodded off. I've never done that while I've been physically like moving my legs. This is Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm an ER nurse. I was working in the psych pod and we had a patient that was butt naked, agitated, throwing food all over the room. And we were going to tackle her to try to put her in restraints. And we put sheets on the floor on top of the food, but we still all slipped anyway. Ugh. And my security guard went face first with his bald head into her crotch. And I fell on top of him. And then when I fell on top of him, I knocked his head into the ground and he had to get stitches. I was okay, but it was a rough night.
It's a domino effect.
It's a Three Stooges skit. That's what it was. He went bald head first into that woman's crotch. This is Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
What happened to you?
I'm an office manager for a refrigeration company, and this is a pretty rare occurrence, but I didn't have to one time, two times, or three times. Four times in 1 week, I had to fill out incident reports for my guys mustard gassing themselves.
What?
What?
I was like, is the job that bad?
Wait.
You said
it's like when you heat up refrigerant, like if you heat it up in an enclosed space, you end up gassing yourself.
Oh.
And they all did it within 2 weeks.
I thought mustard gas was just something the military used. Who
was
knew?
It intentional?
Oh, you didn't do it.
Oh my.
It wasn't intentional, I think, but like four guys, that's weird.
That's good. Let's talk to Aaron. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hi, guys. So I worked at Softer Shop Warehouse for 3 years, and the craziest thing I've seen is when I was selecting, there was a new guy that was there, and he put the pallet jack on coast. And then when I heard a scream and I looked back and he ran himself over with the pallet jack.
Oh my God.
Oh, this makes me feel so much better. God. If I ever got a job, I just do one more. My eyes are tearing right now. Hi, Jackie. Go ahead.
Jackie. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I worked as an auto mechanic and I was changing some shocks on a car up on the lift. And as I was doing the air gun, rust was coming down, so I bent my head down, and then my hair got wrapped around the air gun, and it pulled my hair right on my head.
Oh, no.
Pebbles, we can laugh. She's alive.
Oh, my God.
That just sounds...
It's okay.
Oh my God.
It's okay. She's alive. Oh. She called us. She told us a story. It's okay to laugh.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.